Shap, east of Road 307, 412 feet north of Road 306A, being Lot 6 within Cannon Acres Development, a special use exception for a tourist home and a variance from a maximum number of rooms.
I'll take you both at the same time. State your full name and address.
Mary Ann Shap, 8700 Yvonne Court Way, Baltimore, Maryland.
And Mary Catherine Shap, 8700 Yvonne Court Way, Baltimore.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
I do.
I do.
Remember, when you're going to be the first, but then...
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board?
Sure.
Your request for these two extra rooms?
Yeah, the request, okay. Right. Well, for the special use exemption to make it a tourist home, a variance for an 8-room B&B.
Right.
What else would you like to... Can we walk you through what we're doing, what the plan is, or...
That would be a good idea.
Yeah?
If you would, please.
Okay. All right, so with our application, we submitted some diagrams. There's a first floor diagram, but on the second floor diagram for proposed, it shows a bathroom expansion, and then the main house on the right shows that there's 4 bedrooms in the main house.
Hold up just a second, because you're looking at something that I don't think any of the members of the board have yet.
These things?
No.
Yeah, no, we don't have that.
We don't have that.
We don't have that part. All we have is what your lot is shown
no,
here.
No, we don't. We have it.
So
we have
they
it.
They don't have it.
No.
The board doesn't have that.
Mm-mm.
No, they don't have the layout. It's just the layout.
Okay,
of the,
well, I can just talk it through.
Let's go ahead and do that while they're passing.
Okay, so the main house, there's 4 bedrooms we would use for guest rooms. And there's some rooms in the garage, with the existing garage structure, which we would use for our living quarters. And there's 2 of us, my mother and I. And so we would need a couple of rooms just for ourselves. And then the expansion is to have the 8-room B&B, so to be able to have the capacity over time to expand in, so that we could have basically a viable operation, but to not go beyond 8 rooms.
Okay. So one part of your garage is going to be a living space for you and your mother this time.
That's right.
The other part is going to be like a meeting room or a little...
Well, we would add on to the garage structure.
Okay.
If we're going to keep some for storage and some for our living quarters, and then add on to that is the plan. If you do get the diagrams, there's some... It would be all one level.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be another existing 2-level structure. So.
Okay. And no kitchen facility. Now, where's your kitchen facilities going to be?
I'm sorry?
Where's your kitchen facility?
It's just the one main kitchen in the house. That's it.
I mean, bathrooms, you'll have 2 upstairs and 2 restrooms or 2 bathrooms upstairs?
There's 2 in, you mean in the main house,
in
there's
the
one
main
for
house.
Each bedroom.
Right.
There would be 1 for each bedroom.
You have to add one on for your
right.
Work.
And then in the garage, there would be 2, what we would each have individually have a bath.
Right.
So we would be expanding the septic system to accommodate that.
Okay. And you have plenty of off-street parking?
We do. We have over, it's about 5,000 square feet plus.
On that one side?
All around the garage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Edson?
I assume this would be operated year-round?
It would be year-round with, you know, obviously peak seasons.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none? Are you in opposition, sir? You need to come up and be sworn in, please, sir. You ladies can sit down right up front there if you would like. And
sure.
So, thank you.
State your full name and address.
Philip Messiah, 249-67 Cannon Road.
Do you have to give to be true and correct
do.
Cannon Road where?
Next door to the house in question. 2469 Cannon Road.
Would you spell your last name, please?
M-E-S-S-I-A. Most of my questions were answered by the young lady here.
Okay.
But, bed and breakfast, I mean, would there be animals there? Would the people be allowed animals? And if there was entertainment outside, how late would it be? I am right next door.
Okay.
It's a 5-acre and a quarter lot. We had boarded for privacy.
All right, sir. Okay, we'll ask them those questions for you then. Okay. Ma'am, could you please come back up? You heard the gentleman's two questions?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, guests, if you'll address the board.
Guests are not welcome to bring their pets.
There'll be no pets
allowed. And then the second question, as far as late night, you know, I guess we hadn't thought of putting restrictions on the time outside, but we would definitely encourage people to be quiet, and I definitely would work with you to figure out if there is an agreement, you know, that we need to come to, so.
Okay, sir, did that answer your question? Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay, there being no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion. You can wait up here, ma'am, until we're done.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 9865 under advisement.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 9865 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Ma'am, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning to see. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.